Hardings and Everything Horror podcast, and today I'm reviewing Richard T. Wilson and Matt Healy Productions' horror anthology called Hemlock Avenue. As the name suggests, it's about a place that changes the lives of people who came across it. After creating some exciting and successful horror comics and films such as The Halloween Girl, Richard T. Wilson and team is back and is ready to make you fear, make you learn many things. As it's an anthology, it contains four powerful stories. The first story is about a guy who visits a graveyard to complete a bet, but ends up meeting a nurse, and through a conversation, he ends up reviewing his entire past. And we get to know that the past has a way of catching up to a person. And this story has some great supernatural elements to it. Very signature Matt Shelley comic feel to it. I really loved it. The second story is about a lady named Rose Fanelli. She's 55 years old. She inherited a restaurant and she's running it. But she's very tired of managing all this business, and on one fateful night her phone and car is damaged beyond repair, and she has to take a shelter at the home because it's raining. And she meets a lady and a little girl, and through conversations she ends up living her own life and also realizes that her inner child was never happy with her life and choices. So she ends up attempting to find that inner peace after the story. It's very touching and it makes you reflect your life too. The third story is about the boy who's at a bus stop and he meets our protagonist, and they end up having conversations about waiting. And he seems to be waiting for his dad. And through the conversation, we learn that a person has to move on in their life, regardless of whatever happens. And you can see that this story is a very motivating story. And we often end up reading such stories and, you know, getting motivation to overcome our own traumas and past scars. And this story is one of those stories that's trying to attempt that and is actually motivating a reader. It's a very great story. The fourth story ends this horror anthology in a very funny and sort of a relatable note. If we all know, you know, the invention of cell phone is both a blessing and a curse. And that's what our protagonist is thinking. He thinks that the world was better, even the childhood was better when cell phones were not invented, because he and his friends at the bar see some teenagers just having their heads inside their phones, you can say, instead of talking to each other. And then we see the same protagonist on his way, and he ends up remembering about his childhood through flashbacks, and we learn many different things from his childhood. And his argument that, you know, children used to take care of themselves, and even without cell phones they wouldn't worry, but we realize that without cell phone we worry about our loved ones, where they are, whatever happened with them, and we realize that through the story. So this can be a great argument for cell phones against an argument that's against cell phone, you can say, against cell phone overuse of it or addiction, because cell phone makes us forget about people who are with us in person, because if you are talking to people, we shouldn't pull out our cell phone. And this story adds that practical advice and adds that aspect of that argument and connects it with a supernatural element that's quite surprising. And I really love the twist in the end. and I think you'll also enjoy it very much. Richard T. Wilson's Hemlock Avenue Horror Anthology is exclusively available for pre-order from Mary Shelley Comics Store, rtwfilms.com/store/p3. You'll find it, Hemlock Avenue, Hopes and Nightmares. So this horror anthology is really enjoyable, memorable, and makes you think, makes you ponder over life, makes you afraid. And most importantly, the artwork of each story is unique. Illustrations are unique. The story, the content, and hidden messages all make it a must-own in your collection. And you can read this horror comic anytime, any part of the year. And for all ages, this is an ideal horror comic because is not only enjoyable, but it also provides some good moral lessons and good life lessons too. So I highly recommend it. 5 out of 5 stars from me. Go ahead, pre-order it. And if it has already been released and you're watching this after April 26, 2024, be sure to visit Mary Shelley Comics website and grab your copy today. Get it, because it's one of those modern rare horror comics that provides both entertainment and education and life philosophy. Hats off to you, Richard T. Wilson and team. Great work. Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you for your time. And thank you, Richard, Paul, and Lillian for this review opportunity. Please make sure to follow Mary Shelley Comics, Haunted Vermont, Everlasting Hauntings, and Everything Horror Podcast on social media. And also check out our websites and YouTube channels. You'll always find something entertaining, educational, and impressive. So take care, stay scary, and stay awesome. This is Dusty signing out.